The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. It's funny. It's about internet reviews. What more do you need?
Very little.
What more do you need, hypothetical first-time listener that's here every episode? Oh. For that...
Energy, excitement, right? That's all they need. Yeah.
You know, this is a great podcast to give to your friends who have amnesia. You know, they forget every week. We tell them what happens at the beginning of the podcast.
Kind of like a memento-esque thing going on, right?
Yeah, make sure he doesn't scratch out the stuff on the back of the Polaroid and put something else to lead him down a false direction. That would sort of be mischievous. Trinity would be there from The Matrix. Right. I don't know that actress's real name.
Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss. I feel kind of rude that I forgot, actually.
When it gets to three names, that's hard to remember. Love those three named actors.
Before we get to the reviews this week, I had an idea. I've been brainstorming ways to make our podcast even better, as
dangerous.
If that's possible.
Okay. Sort of like Super Saiyan level 4.
Right. Okay. You thought they weren't going to put bigger numbers. They just keep they putting them on there. But I thought, you know what? What would set us apart from other comedy podcasts? And I thought a good slogan might be the start. So I wrote a little list here.
All right.
I want to bounce them off you, Matt, and see what you think. Okay, so this first one I think is one of my favorites. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
ReviewParty.com. When you're here, you're family.
Oh, that's cute. That's nice. It makes me like Fazoli's. I recently saw a Fazoli's ad, and their tagline is real food.
I hope so. Yeah. Okay. What about this one? A good start. ReviewParty.com, the best a man can get.
I like that. It sticks in the ears for some reason.
Yep. Okay, let me try this one. ReviewParty.com, the quicker picker-upper.
I don't know that we have that sort of reputation, unfortunately.
You kind of make a joke, and I sort of pick up
on that the joke. Context. Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? ReviewParty.com, eat fresh.
We try and dispense as much good advice as possible. That's the one we just want out there.
Right. Okay, this one's a little crazy. But I like it. ReviewParty.com, king of beers.
That would make us, you know, the yin to the yang of the review queens at Review That Review.
Oh,
so
true.
I do kind of like that.
Okay. Easy, breezy, beautiful. ReviewParty.com.
Naturally. Can these all be our slogans?
I think these are all now ours.
Cool.
I think we own these now. I have no reason to call any lawyers.
No. What?
Because we're flying the friendly skies out here. You know what I mean? Okay, this is the last one. This one has a little jingle with it, so I hope you like it. I worked really hard.
If you meow, so help me.
It's a bit of a ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it, ReviewParty.com. Pretty good, right?
I'm stunned. Words can barely escape my lips.
Yeah. I thought I was onto some gold here. Do you have a review?
I do. The words won't just escape my lips. I keep looking at this reviewer's name, and it's so close to being a different word. This person has words, and I have words of my own because it's a review of a place I recently visited on vacation. It is none other than Anthony's Seafood and Ribs, a.k.a. Anthony's Paradise Island, a.k.a. the touristy restaurant that's next to the Atlantis Resort. in Nassau, Bahamas.
So who's this Anthony fella? That's how I hope we get to the bottom of.
Anthony's a guy who I must like seafood and ribs and decided that's going to be my business. I have a Yelp review from Angie M. And the reason I commented on the name is Angie spells her name A-N-G-Y.
Ooh.
I look and I want to see angry because I want the reviewer to be named Angry.
I say put a T in front of that, call her Tangy. A little Tangy. Angy.
Angy, Tangy, Angsty, Angie. So many permutations on this weird spelling of Angie. But here's what Angie has to say. Angie was just here prior to me in January of this year. I got there in July, so, you know, we're kindred spirits.
Crazy.
Angie writes, in all caps to start, absolutely disgusting. Avoid by all means. I would put 0 stars if I could. And Angie continues, run far away from this tourist trap that steals card information. We arrived to the Paradise Island location in Nassau, Bahamas on January 15th, 2022. Happy birthday. never mind. And went straight to Anthony's for a quick dinner. I gave my credit card to the waitress to pay for the bill, and the next day, January 16th, 2022, my bank alerted me that someone had tried using my card. Anthony's is the only place where I used my card, and some pathetic person at this repulsive establishment thought it'd be a good idea to use my card to purchase wigs, Tinder upgrades, and send money through Western Union. So guess what? Now, thanks to the bank's intelligence, the card was canceled, and the vile person who did this will not be receiving the 1,000 USD purchase she made for wigs. Angie reverts to all caps. How dare you try to buy wigs with my card? Shame on you and the owner or manager of this place for allowing this to happen. 1 star.
I mean, if she bought groceries, would Angie be chill about it? If she made a mortgage payment with her card, would it be like, oh, I understand.
That theft is permissible, yes.
I don't know. If I get some rich bastard's credit card number, the first thing I'm buying is some stupid shit. You know what I mean?
Like what?
I don't know. What would I want to buy right now?
Nerf guns.
A USB arcade fight stick. You know, I've been kind of eyeballing those.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
It's like a arcade stick and buttons that go on your
That's
lap.
That's what I was starting to put together.
Yeah, that would be pretty stupid.
What a big old thing, a GAC.
Yeah, a vat o GAC. I don't know, a pool that I have no place to put.
A cameo from Dave Azer, host of Slime Time Live.
Yeah, definitely. Like, your bills are taking a back seat if I suddenly get access to infinite money. They'll be taken care of, right? That might be day 2 or 3. You know, give me some time.
Let the bank catch on. Maybe just give them a chance. And if they don't, see, that's the honesty of the criminal. I'm gonna charge some bogus stuff. And if your bank thinks you shop for that trash, then you deserve to get robbed.
Then you are taking care of my student loans, lady, because you're a real idiot.
Wigs, and your bank doesn't bat an eyelash, then you are getting robbed harder.
I mean, maybe. She was investing in a business. Maybe she owns a hair salon and she needs some wigs to practice on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have those wigs.
I don't understand the judgment. You know what I mean? Why is there?
It's harsh.
Can't you just be pissed that they stole from you? Why do you have to judge what they're buying? Do you only buy cool and smart and practical things with your money, lady? I doubt it.
I know I don't, but you do. You found the point. She mentions wigs 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
She mentions that is it. They bought wigs, Tinder upgrades, and sent money through Western Union, but they didn't receive the $1,000 of wigs. How dare you try to buy wigs?
Sounds like they wanted to have a nice date. Maybe they're lonely.
You hate someone for working on themselves?
Yeah, they're self-conscious about their hair. They said, well, the wig route seems nice to me, and let me try a few looks. Let me get this whole Tinder premium going. You know, I got to smash some likes.
Let me get out there.
And let me send myself some money through Western Union because this idiot's inevitably going to find out about this pretty soon here. And I'm going to need money for the date.
And Angie says, you going to try and get all drippy on my dollar?
Yeah, imagine if there's some blue suede shoes on that credit card, a leather jacket.
Some velvet pants. Yes, please.
Some Supreme shirts. Blew her top right off.
What dingus bought 14 bucket hats and a bow tie?
RiverviewParty.com bucket hats now. On Redbubble. Was it Redbubble?
It was Redbubble.
Yep. Go get your reviewparty.com bucket hat today.
It's perfectly shaped for you to take off your head and vomit into.
Careful. Don't they have those little vent holes in the sides? They might have vents. Well, you might have a little spigot of puke.
Just be sure to buy a Review Party sticker or two as well and plug those suckers up.
I have a review here.
Do ya?
All right, I have several, actually. Oh. Several related reviews, all submitted by Elijah Moisik. Thank you very much, Elijah.
Thanks, dude.
These reviews from Amazon are for the classic album, Who Let the Dogs Out by Bahaman. I believe these specifically are for the CD, the physical CD copy as well. Yep, there's different options. You know, you can get the MP3, the vinyl, the cassette.
Vinyl.
Gotta get that high-quality stuff on vinyl. Those ba-boom clats ain't coming through right unless it's on the vine.
Yeah, I want that crackle.
That snap, crackle, pop. This first one is written by Jerry Dunham.
It's Jeff's brother.
They title it As Good as Deviled Eggs. Every summer should have a song to commemorate it. T-Rex equals Celebrate Summer. Lips Inc. equals Funny Town. Ram Jam equals Old Black Betty. M equals Pop Music. You get the idea. These guys pull it off so well. Who Let the Dogs Out? The whole album is good, straight up, good, straightforward hip hop and danceable fun. Disney chose well for Rugrats in Paris. Wait, no. And just look at this cover. They look so bad. I don't think I could ever look that good in a photo. 5 stars.
There is so much going on there. they look bad. I don't think I could look that good. Someone in 1,000 years is going to read that and not be able to keep up to the lingo.
Yeah, right, right. That when they say bad, it means good? What were these 2,000 weirdos talking about?
It's a discussion of morals, much like Plato.
To they be look bad so is good. Debonair.
But Disney did well with Rugrats?
My favorite Disney movie, Rugrats.
Rugrats Go to Paris.
I don't think today... That's like the only split there is left, Viacom and Disney.
Yeah, you can't. You could never merge them. The theme parks would form a black hole. I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right. MTV would become, I don't know, they might play music on it again or something.
Wow. Yeah.
This next one by Michelle Patras, I believe, is titled First Song on CD, Great for Ravens Fans. They write, only bought for the first song, did not enjoy listen rest of CD. Ravens fans, so First Dong is a favorite. 2 stars.
Can I assume that the first, that they led with their heater and put Who Let the Dogs Out as track one?
Let me check the track listing. Correct. Who Let the Dogs Out is numero uno.
This is a bit... bit like a Blackhawks fan loving Chelsea Dagger just because they've heard the first 15 seconds anytime a player scores a goal.
You know what? You know what? You know what Packers fans have as the equivalent?
Thunder. Are you going to, or the, what is it? I Want to Beat My Drum.
Yeah, the fucking Beat My Drum song. Oh my God, dude. I can't.
That's not a good match for Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It really, I mean.
I want to put that out there.
I like that we want to have some fun. There's Lambo leaping going on. we're partying in our stadium, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anyone who's ever played drums has ever bought a ticket to a Packer game. I might need to fact check that, but I don't think there's anyone who knows the feeling of banging on a drum all day that's even enjoyed that song at Lambeau.
Yeah, true facts, because I went to Lambeau, I did not buy the ticket, and I did not enjoy myself there, because I'm not a Packer fan.
But let's get to this last review by L. Atwell. They title it, Who Let the Dogs Out? They write, the CD was a gift for a young man that loves Who Let the Dogs Out. What made this CD more special is that the band plays the song three times. And in three different ways. The young man loves it. Great job. 5 stars.
Okay.
My man, my man learned about remixes today.
He's got like the radio edit. You got the 45 RPM dance funk mix. What do we got? Give me the full titles of those.
Well, the one I see on this track listing, maybe they got a different version with a third. But right here we got Who Let the Dogs Out Barking Mad Mix.
All right.
If that just doesn't tell you at all, then I don't know what will.
I am barking mad, man.
With this mix. Do you have a review?
I do. I've got, I was on my phone, and after that trip I took to the glorious, glorious Bahamas, my phone is inundated with so many pictures that I'm not going to comment on, but I was just tooling back through other images and like screenshots I took of reviews that I found when I was on my phone that aren't saved to my Google Drive. And I came across this. Work with me. This is a review from LEDNationUSA.com.
Let's go.
For the LED video wall screen, 16.4 feet by 8.2 feet. P 2.97 millimeter indoor turnkey. I don't know exactly what that's supposed to mean. It's a video screen that like you make of smaller panels of smaller, but it's 16 and a half feet by 8.2 feet.
It's a big screen made of little screens.
It's on sale. You don't have to pay that high price of $29,999. You can get it for $28,699.
Oh, thank goodness.
Savings. Here's a review from Frank M. Malone, who writes, "We went to buy a screen for our church. The truth is that at first we did not understand anything, and the investment scared us. But we know that today, giant screens are necessary for church. Joaquin really helped us find what we needed with a lot of kindness and patience. Finally, we chose a set of screens that can be combined to make a much longer screen and give it many creative uses. We would really choose this place again, 5 stars.
Yeah, I imagine the salesman was nice when he got wind of you buying something for $29,000 from him.
I imagine
he was quite nice.
He said, I have all day and the rest of the week to help you find whatever it is you need. Because I make commission.
Oh, you're interested in one of those.
Yeah, everyone's been saying church needs big screens now. For sure. I've sold to about half a dozen other churches in the area.
You've seen Christ crucified on a 27-inch tube TV. Wait till you see that son of a gun up there. Bambo Wambo on several TVs at the same time.
You got to get the Lord in high def. You know what I mean?
This baby's so high quality. You're not just getting the son, all right? You're getting the Father and the Holy Spirit right there in the picture with him. Oh,
you can almost sense it. You can taste it practically.
You know what? A church down in Mississippi put this up, and they said God zoomed, called right in. He said, this TV's so good, let me hit you with the zoom. Everyone's head exploded, you know, because they couldn't handle the immaculate form of our great creator. But
that pure,
it was a
unfiltered,
cool story.
That lag-free Christ.
You think God has, what kind of Zoom background does God use? I don't think he just uses the generic cloudy, you know, the sort
he's
of
black. One of those trick video backgrounds.
Right.
Where like, oh God, God's behind you right now. Whoa. It's like, well, actually I can do that, but it's a video. Gotcha, guys.
His background is just the entire Jurassic Park trilogy. He just is a big fan.
And why wouldn't he be like, man, I wish I didn't have to get rid of those guys. Someone said, clean up, time to clean up Earth, put the humans down.
They were right, but it doesn't mean God doesn't miss those sons of guns.
It's like your dad missing his mustache and his motorcycle. He misses them.
First time God saw Jurassic Park, he's like, oh man, it looks so real. Raptors are missing a few feathers, but this is pretty nice.
It's pretty good, if I don't do say so myself.
That Spielberg guy, I gotta get a deal going with him. He's pretty good. but yeah, we touched on the these days churches need big screen TVs.
Yeah,
that precedent is a little, for someone to have that thought that works, or I don't know what you would even, do these people own a church? Do they work with a church?
They're on the board of diaconate or whatnot. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds boring to me, but
I know, like Zoom church got big, or just live streaming church, and there are those mega churches that have mega people, so you might need a mega screen for Joel Osteen to get up there and let the Lord convulse through his body.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what makes me sad, is those, like, the keeping up with the, I don't know, what's a good Christian name?
Abrahams.
The keeping up with the Abrahams that these churches are feeling. People don't want to go to our church anymore because we don't have the big
screen. Yeah, they said we would choose this place again. Frank, you're going to drop another 30 grand just so your member numbers stay up? Oh.
Back in my day, churches barely had the fucking wheel in the TV on the TV stand money.
Right.
You know, lucky to have a working VCR. Now your church is gonna collapse if you don't got that LED playing NFL Blitz in the background.
You've got Jesus on one side of the screen and Cletus on the other side doing his little hop.
I know there was a I believe his name was Father Dino. Pretty popular preacher at one of the churches in one of the churches in my hometown.
Okay.
And he would end mass early on Sundays during Packer season so people could get home for the game in time.
Hey, Dino Spumoni, my guy.
Dino's such a name, dude.
Yeah.
Should we take a little break here?
If it's time for a break, you know, break for the game, man.
Yeah, we gotta get the game's gonna be on. We gotta get there. Let's take this break.
Hey, everybody! Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to a lovely installment of My Precious Max. Am I remembering the name right?
I think that's what we went with.
the segment to be maybe renamed at a future date, but at the moment, currently named Precious Max, autocorrected from Personal Max. This is a segment where we just have a lot of reviews for one particular thing, and we tear through them because there's so much there, you can't help but use them all, you know?
This product just happens to be a little goldmine of silly reviews, so we gotta give it a whole segment.
What are you gonna do? You plant your flag there and remember to come back a year later? I don't think so.
Yeah, or just make you guys listen to reviews for the same product like 10 weeks in a row.
No, that's not fun.
We're better than that. We have slogans.
Let's hear through them. Okay. These reviews were sent to me by Jen, fiance of Eric, both friends of comedy and the show. And I appreciate them. I've been waiting to get to this. There was I had to set this segment up to be able to do this properly, to be honest. And as I said, one is the fiance of the other. These two lovebirds are planning on getting married later this year. I'm going to be there. Just so you know, in case you were wondering.
You should review the wedding.
I'll write a review of the wedding. That'd be great. Yeah. So they've been looking for stuff for their wedding, naturally. And Jen sent me this Amazon review for the adhesive bra, breastless, strapless, backless bra, nipless covers. I think we've talked about that being an awesome word, nipless covers. Push-up, self-invisible, sticky bra for women, two pairs. She sent this and realized, I don't remember if she was actually looking for this product or looking for other things, but it was pretty clear that at some point the old Amazon mix-a-magoo happened, because the reviews for these strapless bra nipple covers sound a little something like this one from JAS74. So pretty is the review title. JAS writes, super cute, but I totally overbought. Please see that there are 2,000 pieces per bag. I didn't even need a whole bag to decorate 10 guest tables, cake table, and gift table. 5 stars. That's my kind of wedding, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man. That's like a Prince concert at that wedding. Holy shit.
CHS 2007 titles their review. Perfect, and writes, nice quality for table and decor confetti.
I don't want those damn tables to have their nipples showing.
No, you can't have that.
Nothing's worse than cutting into your steak, trying to have a nice dinner surrounded by friends and family. Got some nipples staring at you.
Right in the face. You lose your appetite. You gain a different sort of appetite, but not the time or the place. Amazon customer titles their review, here's to 50, and writes, vibrant color, placing in my invites.
Oh, hey, come to my wedding party with your titties looking nice, or you don't come at all.
There's going to be a dress code, okay? I don't care what you wear, but if I see nip out of any one of you, they got to be up, supported. So the cat's pretty much out of the bag. Whatever the product was that these people have left reviews on, it was probably confetti of some sort. I think we can infer.
Yeah, but it is some little fancy confetti that's shaped like a wedding cake or some shit.
It's much more exciting to imagine that they were leaving reviews of nipple cover strapless bras when you read reviews like Joanna's. She says, really added to the festivities. 5 stars.
Yeah, I just picture a celebration of bras, you know, and I ain't mad at it. That we can, no. We can burn bras, we can celebrate bras, any sort of booby adjacent celebration. I'm down for.
I obviously I am as well. Being as a white male heteronormative as possible. I mean, not really. I've been thinking about getting, maybe I've mentioned this, how I enjoy doing the guy liner anytime I have to play a bad boy on stage. And I've honestly been toying with the idea of just doing that for an improv show and being like, I'm gonna glam. I'm gonna glam it up for this improv show.
I bet you get hella compliments. If
I
you
bet
do.
I have a blast because I want to dress up sometimes too. Why not?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm not as normative as I thought. Maybe I'm open-minded, just like Kay Baker, whose review has to be my favorite. Kay titles her review "Reunion" and writes, "Great for a high school reunion, 5 stars."
Listen, the last place you want a little party hat, a little pair of party hats going, is at the old high school reunion, right? You gotta be on your best behavior, showing off, showing everyone that you're very normal and very successful, and they're all very weird. And they'll catch wind of your weirdness if your nipples are going crazy.
Clamp those suckers down and hoist the girls up. Stick, stick. You're going to look bomb.
I picture two small, you know, at like how you have to do the theater curtains where it's like arm over arm. So they go smoothly. And you really gotta fucking crank on those suckers. That's how I picture little bra construction workers just cranking up the torquing up the titty lifters.
I finally pictured what you were describing, almost like ringing the bell,
right?
In the bell tower. You gotta hoist.
There is a huge rope and pulley system that you are busting on.
Sort of those little what's their names from Fraggle Rock, not the Fraggles but the smaller guys, you know,
the Craggles.
God, what were they named? The little guys. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I know Fraggle Rock only in name and in theme song, honestly.
Down a Fraggle Rock, Fraggle Rock, small guy, small, little green guy, someone else.
Fraggle Rock, small guy. Let me enter here.
Their names are so much better than I could have possibly made up. They're the Doozers. with their little construction hats, and the guy's got a little mustache.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking. They're the little lemming-looking dudes.
Yeah, those little guys building stuff.
What's
and then the Fraggles
lore?
Are like...
Are they like the slaves? Are they like a genus of Fraggles that are good at construction?
Yeah, maybe they're kind of like Lilliputian, and the Fraggles just observe them, and then they say, "What? Well, you guys are building stuff that's technically made out of turnips. Let me eat it," if I remember right.
What a strange, strange ecosystem.
And then the Fraggles go outside. Yeah, there was that trash, the trash heap monster or something. And the big old giants that the Fraggles had to run away from.
Yeah, what a wild place. What a drug-induced world that definitely was.
So comforting, though.
Man, Sesame Street, they're just like, let's put some puppets on an urban street so it's easy to teach kids lessons and things like that using television. Fraggle Rock said, okay, what if we have this, everyone lives underground, and they're fuzzy little dudes, and they got smaller, fuzzier, stupid little dudes that do all the construction, and the Fraggles don't really tell them what to do, they're just kind of their own entity that likes to build mm-hmm. things for the mm-hmm. Fraggles. Outside, there's these giants that want to eat the Fraggles. But also,
there's a
nice
human
ones.
Man with a dog puppet. But it's
yep,
fine.
Yep, yep. Nodding, writing, taking notes, nodding, taking notes.
And there's an adventurer Fraggle who goes out in the real world.
And he dies maliciously, episode 2. Do we got any more booby strap reviews?
I think we've strapped it out. But thanks, Jen. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. That was a cute little segment. I have a cute little review submitted to us. I just opened it and closed it. Submitted to us by Marcy Pearson. Thank you very much, Marcy.
Thank you, Marcy.
This is from Google for the Gem Roller Rink in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh.
This is written by Chris Lang. Chris writes, had to leave after only a few minutes after arriving. My children started to cry because they felt scared of the crowd of goth teens inside the place yelling Hail Satan and dropping F-bombs. If you want to cater to this crowd, fine, your business to do so. But when my family try to skate and have a family evening, and they have to leave because they feel unsafe, that speaks volumes about your business model. Good luck growing your business 1 star.
Oh my gosh. When do you want to go? Because I have skates.
You just hang with the goth kids and roll around?
Oh man, that could be fun.
Oh, I'm seeing right next door a little 1-2 punch press start video games.
Ooh, I love me a game store.
And in between those, Van Zeelen's Auto Care Center. We can stop in there too.
It's been a while since I've been up to the APP again, L-E-T-O-N, but I mean, it's a hot town.
You know what, Appleton, high key got some good restaurants.
I don't know. They got a hoo-ha last time I checked. Not that that's a good restaurant, but
I bet you ate like 2 or 3 plates and felt really good. And by really good, I mean really terrible.
Yep.
Really, like, oh man, I should have stopped 2 plates ago. Yep, go by, you fucking loud motor fucker. So I'm at an odds. I don't know whether I should sympathize or talk down to Chris here. Because on one hand, I don't think dressing like a goth and having some silly fun with your gothic homies, with your homies that happen to dress just like you at a roller rink on a Friday night, I don't think that's too much to ask, you know. You can be a little loud at the roller rink. On the other hand, I've gone to high school. You know, I've seen goth kids. Goth kids range, just like anyone else, from very shy and reserved to some of the most obnoxious motherfuckers on the planet.
This is true.
Yeah, everyone, you know, there's always that one obnoxious goth kid who wears... He's not listening to the Smiths.
You can wear whatever you like, you can dress however you like, but there's a wide range of goth emo apparel and body modification, whether it's makeup or piercings or just like lots and lots of ribbons and zippers. A young child may think that's very strange and scary.
Uh-huh. Well, they were yelling Hail Satin, you know, they really were into that fabric and dropping F-bombs.
Hey, well, as long as they pick him up again.
You know, maybe I think this guy was scared too, because I'm inclined to, if I was an adult with some children at a family outing type place and there was a group of teenagers dropping F-bombs, I might feel inclined to go over and say, hey guys, I don't mean to be a downer, but I got some kids here. Could you hold off on the language?
Tone it down. Yeah. Yeah, and I sure you do expect a roller rink to be generally family friendly. But if you're the man of the family, you gotta march right up to them and say, "Hey, children, why don't you mind your P's and Q's?"
Yeah. As, you know, and if they are unreasonable at that point, while you are being very reasonable, then it's time to bring in the big guns. Hey, roller rink kid. Kick those kids out. They're saying, Hail Satan, I hate soft fabric.
This place doesn't look bad. I'm checking out the pics now.
Checking out that gem roller rink pics. You pictured it might be one of those disheveled roller rinks, huh?
That's kind of most roller rinks these days, but
right.
It don't look too shabby. I'd roll there.
This rink? I could roll.
There's a girl with a Pokemon shirt on. She looks... That's my place. That's my place.
If the girl with a Pokemon shirt, you know you're making at least one friend there, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, sick. Gen 1, sick.
The rank, bro. Working at this place must be pretty depressing.
Oh, I don't know, man. You get to show off. Right?
If you're really into ranking and you want to, you know, get the place to yourself after close, I'd be down, I guess.
As long as we're talking about places that are probably pretty depressing to work, I have a Google review for my hometown favorite, Six Flags Great America. Paul Brenner writes, overall, a decent park. Not nearly enough give a damn in some of the employees. Far too many unsupervised teenagers, 4 stars.
Oh, no. That's all he had to say? He only knocked off a star for the laissez-faire customer service and the unsupervised teenagers.
The rampant teenagering.
Yeah. And I do relate. I do kind of feel like a boomer when I'm at work and there's unsupervised teenagers being sort of obnoxious. I kind of have some thoughts I need to suppress.
Uh-huh.
But unsupervised teenagers are always much more polite going through my line than grumpy boomers. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. A theme park is sort of, you know.
It's a big playground.
Yeah, it is a place where teenagers are going to be unsupervised, dude. That is the exact type of place where a teenager hates, within and totally within reason, to be supervised, I think.
Yeah, you don't have to walk with mom or dad. Yeah.
I can't think of a much more fun place to be as an unsupervised teenager, except maybe in, I don't know, a hand grenade store than a theme park.
Yeah, for sure. Tijuana, Mexico, maybe. Yeah, you'll get into some stuff there as an unsupervised teenager.
Which brings me to my next point. Imagine going to Six Flags Great America, mm-hmm. a fucking man-made concrete jungle that's open all summer in humid-ass northern Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the uniforms are black. Maybe I'm picturing wrong. I'm picturing black polos in my head at Six Flags, but I'm sure they have like the seasonal
blue.
T-shirts.
They got some blue polos and khaki shorts.
Yeah. But even still, sitting in that blistering sun, listening to those unsupervised teenagers all day screaming, listening to old boomer dudes being mad at you for not bringing some pepper to your minimum wage job.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I
mean?
How
much give a damn should you bring to your job?
How much give a damn do you need to be a ticket puncher making minimum wage?
If I'm the ride announcer, I'm going to bring some give a damn because that means sure. I get rhyming jokes and stuff like that. And people's lives are potentially in my hands as I check their safety belts.
Sure, sure. I don't know if I'll bring a give a damn to that same job. I'd probably make some sarcastic jokes over the loudspeaker that no one could understand because I'm...
The demon. Like, all right, okay. But we're on the American Eagle. Demon. I love the demon. Oh.
I'm a raging bull guy.
Oh, so good. So good.
So good. So good. Yeah, as bad as sort of a shitty as an experience as Six Flags can be compared to other theme parks.
Uh-huh.
Got some good rides. They do. Like, undeniable.
Yeah. I finally, these past 2 years, I've lived here my whole life. I've been 3 times in my entire life. I bought mm-hmm. a season ticket and actually like went multiple times in the same summer. And this is like... That stress that you feel of, oh, gotta get on a ride, oh, the line's long, I'm gonna have to stand in a long line. It just like melts away when you realize I can just come back for free some other time. I've already paid. It's like, wow.
It's a whole new world. Yeah,
it's a
I was
whole
always
new world.
Super jealous of, have you ever been to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio?
Just once, and it was amazing.
It is like, Six Flags, except everything is better.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There was one family road trip where we went down to, we went to Cedar Point first. We went down through Michigan to Cedar Point and then back up to Illinois and up Wisconsin to sort of make the lap around Lake Michigan.
Right,
the Great Loop. And on the way back, we hit Six Flags for 2 days and Wisconsin Dells for 2 days.
Ooh.
Very fun family trip.
Yeah.
But man, did everything pale in comparison. Going to Cedar Point first was such a mistake.
Oh, seriously. Some of those rides. Like, and it was open late. We're going on this one roller coaster where you go into a pitch black tunnel, but it was already night outside. So it was like darkness into full darkness, just getting whiplashed around. Amazing. And they got the classic carnival like swings ride where
you're on
a big long swing, but it goes up like 50 feet in the air and you're just looking out over Lake Erie. Like, holy cow, this is insane. I could fly into the lake.
Yeah, as two gentlemen that grew up around the lovely Lake Michigan their whole lives, doesn't Lake Erie seem way more bitchin' than Lake Michigan?
At Cedar Point it does. I'll give them that much.
Yeah.
Pretty darn
sweet.
To me,
Lake Michigan is angry and dirty and grumpy and crusty.
Hashtag Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Erie just seems kind of serene, kind of calm, kinda chilling.
It's like a puddle, big puddle.
Big puddle.
Come on.
Yeah. Erie actually means big puddle.
Does it?
I got a quick pair of reviews here.
Okay.
These reviews were also submitted by Elijah Moisek. Thank you very much, Elijah.
Woo!
Appreciate you, pal. These are for Marco's Pizza, located in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. This first review is written by Vile You. This is written just 2 weeks ago. They write, I think they accused me of lying about my garlic sauce coming open. It leaked all into the box, LOL. 1 star.
I love that attitude. These people insulted me, WTF.
They also have a little peepo, a little sad little Pepe, little green frog man is their picture. So
okay.
They're of that generation.
Yeah.
And just to have the laissez-faire, boring-ass marketing reply, Marcos did reply, hi there, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Please fill out this form to create documentation in your own words regarding this concern. Tell Marcos.com. Great. I'm sure that helps Vile out a lot.
In your own words, please.
And we got another one from Griff Weber here. He's a local guide. With a
sick
Batman
name.
Profile picture.
Yeah, sick pick, too. Oh, you want to go over to Griff's place, man? Yeah, sick, man.
Griff's got all the Batman memorabilia, bro.
Dude, we'll play pool for a while, and we'll put in Batman.
This is specifically about the pizza experience. After I got it last night, it tasted off. My first thought was maybe I was having an off taste bud night, which we all have had. To my dismay, the pizza did not taste any better today, sad face. Let me be clear. The people answering the phone were very polite, and the delivery arrived much faster than I thought. And the delivery guy was very nice. 3 stars. He wanted no innocent bystanders suffering in this negative pizza review.
He's saying, there's going to be a firestorm here. You delivery driver... phone answerer, get down. I don't want you caught in the crossfire.
Heads are going to roll at Marco's Pizza's Ashwaubenon because of this 3-star review from a guy in a Batman outfit.
You think this is Wauwatosa? No, this is Ashwaubenon. Come on. People take Marco's seriously here.
Marco's low-key good, not going to lie.
Lair M is a pizza.
I'm sure you're going to say the same thing I am.
Yeah. Have you ever had an off taste buds night?
No, bro.
No. I thought maybe he was just going to say, like, I'm going to see how the
cheese renders here.
Exactly. Yeah. Let it age a bit. You know, what you get pizza, you get, I don't know, you get some fried rice and you're like, ooh, I'm going to let this sit a few days because the spices are going to soak into that mother. It's going to be a completely... This ceviche is gonna get spicier if I let it sit in the fridge. Cause
the ceviche is gonna make me say ceviche.
Yeah. But he's just like, oh, no, I guess it really wasn't my taste buds. What? Usually if it's an off taste buds night, it's like, well, I'm pretty sure I am sick.
His taste buds are like the night sky, constantly swirling and shifting to new formations and genetic makeups.
Sometimes it's overcast. It's kind of muted flavors. What's going on? Surely it can't be the Marcos.
I'm not sparing the delivery guy. I'm taking him hostage. Listen, everybody. Taste buds don't affect how you taste things. It's just preference.
It's got to be your brain.
Right.
Your brain's response to what your tongue is touching.
All right. Your taste buds send messages to your brain. That doesn't mean your brain's going to like them. Especially if it a nasty pizza. I think that's all for Review Party, don't you?
I think so.
I think it is. Thank you for reaching us here on episode 111. If in Rome, this is just episode 3, but I'm here to let you know that we've made 108 more episodes than that, and they're all great. They're all available wherever podcasts are sold. And we got new episodes every Tuesday Reviews Day. That's right, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day in your preferred podcast hopper every Tuesday morning. We'd love to have you there. If you'd like to send us an absurd review like Marcy or Elijah or
Jen.
We would love that. You can send them on over to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Make sure you include a name because we'd love to throw you credit for those reviews. Matt has a few more places you can talk to us.
Yeah, we are on social media platforms. It is very hard to believe, but we've reached the technological plateau that allows us to, we're not just making steel weapons anymore. We're making technology now. Our little spore people have leveled up. So we're on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com. There's content there. It's fun stuff to just look at and be like, oh, this is, someone likes this. Maybe it's me. You can also find us on Twitter at reviewpartypod. And we're on YouTube dropping little breadcrumbs every now and then to see if birds come and pick them up, and the birds could be you. If none of that sounds like your sort of thing, just go to reviewparty.com where you can find all the episodes, every single listening platform that's out there. You can read the blog that always has something fun to do with reviews. You can check out the shop. You can sign up for our newsletter that just kind of keeps you in the loop. Don't you want to be in the loop? It's like a hug of information. So do that.
Do it. And also leave a follow, subscribe, favorite, whatever the little button that looks like a heart wherever you listen to your podcast is. If you didn't hit it yet, it's a great help for you to hit us. Those numbers help exponentially more.
And share. And
sharing
stuff.
Is caring. I think that's one of the slogans I went over earlier.
Yeah.
And last but not least, very big thanks to our homies Nosebleeds for letting us use their song Bread for Breakfast for our theme song, which you've heard throughout the episode. You can hear the whole thing and more of their awesome jamborees over on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds. That's one word, all right? A nosebleed is a phenomenon, all right?
Dictionary.
It doesn't need two words, okay? Try checking out a dictionary from the library, you Neanderthals. Matt, do you have a review to finish us out?
I do. Another review from the halls of my phone. This is a review from lakepajamas.com. These are the Pima weekend shorts set in classic navy. It's a women's pajamas. It's a t-shirt and pajama shorts. Jessica E. titles her review Best PJs and writes, I am absolutely in love with this set. I sized down this time and they got way better than my short, long set. I have worn them almost every night since I got them. Even my husband said, those are some nice PJs. 5 stars.
I feel bad. She never gets more compliments from her husband.
That's his max output.
Hey, them PJs. And that's it.